Hosinkwe. This one's called Thinking About You on Rise FM Mid Mornings with myself, Tlotlang Meledane. It's all things health talk, and we speak about, or rather, understanding what shapes parents' decisions around the routine childhood vaccination alongside Dr. Sarah Cooper, a specialist scientist at Cochrane, South Africa. Dr. Cooper, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi there. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. Yes.
A very important conversation we're having today, I mean, especially surrounding immunization, vaccination. A lot of our parents have very different opinions when it comes to what goes into their kids' bodies. What were the most surprising or unexpected findings from your research?
Yeah, so we had many surprising findings, but I think one of the biggest ones that we had was that we so often assume that when people don't take up vaccines, this is because they lack information or have irrational sort of forms of thinking. Mm-hmm. But what we found is actually these issues are a lot more complex, and that the vaccine hesitancy is really usually driven by many more sort of complex social, political, economic forces that actually don't have anything to do with information or lack thereof.
I mean, could you elaborate on how social, even political and economic factors specifically influence decisions about childhood and HPV vaccination?
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe just on the concrete examples, for example, when it comes to HPV vaccination, which is for adolescents, there's often kind of a lot of social norms around adolescence and sexuality that make parents nervous about taking the vaccine. So, for example, they think that maybe it will encourage sexual activities with their adolescent, or it's often associated with kind of so-called inappropriate sexual practices. So there's a lot of sort of taboos and stigmatizing that comes with the HPV vaccination. Another example is, go ahead. I could give you any examples, but we can stop there.
What strategies would you recommend to better address the deeper contextual factors influencing vaccine hesitancy amongst parents, even adolescents?
So I think we need to sort of move away from a reliance always on sort of education-based responses when people don't take up the sort of health interventions. So I think we really need broader strategies that focus on kind of community engagement and trust-building strategies. Mm-hmm. So really, for example, listening to community concerns, facilitating kind of open dialogue and exchanges. We also need to involve community members, the kind of community-based responses and local ownership to health initiatives. And then also recognize that people have many concerns and priorities, and sometimes acceptance of something like vaccination requires that people's other priorities that are being met at the same time. So perhaps integrating vaccination promotion initiatives within broader health and development kind of programs.
I mean, you know, then I'm so curious to know what the statistics are for any negative impact that vaccinations have had on children, so much that parents are so against it.
Sorry, can you just repeat the question?
I was saying, you know, I'm quite curious to know what the statistics are on the negative impact of vaccinations on children are, so much that parents are quite against it.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not a statistician, so I couldn't give you exact statistics, but what we are seeing with statistics is that the vaccines really are preventing huge numbers of diseases, mortality and morbidity for these common diseases such as measles, mumps, rubella, polio. You know, we used to see the devastation of these diseases. We're not seeing them anymore because of the vaccines. In terms of statistics of the risks or side effects of vaccines, these are actually very, very, very low. There are side effects. There are risks with vaccines, but it's incredibly low. And I think sometimes as a public, we overemphasize or think those risks are bigger than they are. Mm-hmm.
Doc, just before I let you go, how do public health campaigns be designed differently to resonate more effectively with the diverse values, the diverse beliefs of different communities regarding vaccinations?
Yeah. So, I mean, as I said, I think we really need to focus more than just what we communicate, but maybe how we communicate it, and this necessity of trying to build trust through our communication campaigns. So, you know, dialogue approaches. I think we need transparency around uncertainty and evidence gaps. You know, have honest conversations so that people's anxieties can be allayed. And then I think also empathy is really important. We need to listen to people, understand rather than judge, so that people feel safe and comfortable to be able to ask questions or express their concerns. And I think these sort of ways might provide avenues for kind of more effectively, but particularly sensitively, bridging the sort of goals of immunization programs with people who maybe decide against vaccination.
Doc, let's leave it here for today. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. You know, I think this is a very important conversation. There's a lot of questions around vaccinations and really what they do to our bodies, to our kids' bodies. So I think the promotion of vaccination to say it's nothing to worry about. I mean, I don't think there's anything that doesn't have any side effects, right? So it's very important for people to know that children are absolutely safe.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I would encourage people, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes around on social media and that can often heighten concerns. And I think it is important for people to look for valid and rigorous information and about what the side effects are. And when they look at some more reputable sites of evidence, people will often see that the side effects really are minimal and small, but the benefits really outweigh at an individual level and community level what risks they may be.
Dr. Cooper, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Very important conversation. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings with myself, Tlotlang Molisani. Harry Green, Music World. That conversation is coming up next. Stay tuned. Question, tell me what you think about me. I've got my own...